this time period that we connect Philadelphia with, there were men who began preaching the gospel. This is where it started. When many people got saved, they started, well, where do we go from here? And then people started digging into the word. Truth as to prophecy was recovered. One of the big things that came out at this time was the difference between Israel and the church, because there were those who were teaching that the church started with Adam and, just mixing up things completely. And one thing that happened during this time, those whom God used were not trying to build empires for themselves. And I think this is what ties it with Isaiah 22. They were not trying to build empires for themselves, but they were serving the Lord. And this is the time when there was a great movement to go out to the far corners of the earth as missionaries. Hudson Taylor and others like him, you know, went out, and the Lord used them mightily. He opened doors before them. They got the treasure of God's word. They got an understanding into the things of God that they could share with others, that they could preach, that they could teach. And they were doing this not to build an institution where they could be something important, but the Lord had the key, and he entrusted it to people in that day to get real treasure that they could share with others.
I think for sake of clarity, I think Eugene would appreciate this because I know he believes it. We've mentioned Hudson Taylor a few times, and I think we also need to know that there were many, many brethren, beyond even those that we have direct association with. Other brothers of this nature would include John and Charles Wesley. Many of his hymns we sing. Charles Wesley, John Wesley, the Great Awakening. These types of events happened either contemporary with the so-called Brethren Movement or before the Brethren Movement. And we thank the Lord that all of these things were taking place, the gospel being brought out, both by those whom we know very familiarly and those whom we don't know as familiarly, but have left a legacy that continues today.
Right. And notice the Lord commends, "You've kept my word and not denied my name." It's not the organization that you've worked for. It's not that you've, been something before men. You've kept my word. This was the time when people went back to the word of God and wanted to see what the word of God taught. And God opened his word to them. And this drew people. And God did this work in many different places. You know, we like to talk about the so-called Brethren Movement. Well, that was, that work started in Ireland, spread to England very quickly, spread to the continent, Switzerland, France, Germany, Holland, etc. And on this continent, in South America, and so on. God has done a tremendous work with people that loved the name of the Lord Jesus, loved the Word of God, and got into it and wanted to share it. And there was so much truth that was recovered for the whole church through some of these who were outsiders as far as any organization was concerned, and who were opposed by those in organizations. And Satan tried to counterfeit this too. We read here of a synagogue of Satan and so on. It was at this time that that some other things began. And Mormonism began at this time, during this time. It was a complete counterfeit. I'm trying to think of the, Jehovah's Witnesses came a bit after that, but the latter part of this time. But there was a movement called the American, the Church of Christ came out of this. Church of Christ, in one sense, is the nearest counterfeit to Assembly Truth that you have on a large scale. Seventh-day Adventists started. The Lord's coming became known, and there were people who gathered on a hilltop in New York State in white robes because the Lord was going to come on a particular day and so on. And then the man who had led them to do that, when it didn't happen, he refigured, and okay, it was going to be a year later. And when that didn't happen, then he came up with another teaching. And there were many wrong teachings that were counterfeits of the truth of God that spread at that time too. But the truth of God permeated much of Christianity that wanted to be faithful to the Lord. The Lord Jesus was magnified. Now, wrong teachings came in, but I think of the book by Charles Sheddon, the big object of that was, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? This was what was being asked. What would he do? And there was wrong teaching connected with that. They were teaching in that book. I read it several times when I was a young person, and I thought it's really a very interesting story. But it comes out with teaching that, well, if everybody would do what Jesus would want them to do, and if this would spread throughout Christendom, things would get so good that he could come back. And, it's quite the opposite of what Scripture teaches. In His Steps is the name of the book. But anyway, there's so much. And when God works, you can be sure that Satan works. And the sad thing is, a lot of those who really tried to follow God, follow the Lord, then they started dividing after a while. And there was so much problem. And we'll see the result tomorrow.